The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, the Barracuda fell behind 6-1 after two periods of play. They looked completely dead in the water, but in the third, they certainly made things interesting. They scored three times to get within two, but they just ran out of time, and they fall tonight by a final score of 6-4 at the hands of the Ontario Reign, who have now picked up wins in four straight. Ontario up to 16 wins on visiting ice this year and 33 points. They are 16-5-0-1 away from the Toyota Arena. They improved to 1-0 at Tech CU Arena this season, and the Barracuda have now dropped five in a row against the Reign at home, dating back to three seasons ago. It was the last time they won here at Tech CU against the LA Kings affiliate. With the win, Ontario has points now in seven straight. They are 30-14-2-1. They're up to 63 points on the year, so they are now tied for the first place spot in the Pacific with Calgary, and they do have two games in hand. The Barracuda dropped their second straight. They're now 25-18-2-3. Tonight, just their sixth loss on home ice, second time this year in which they've given up six goals this season as they fall by a final of 6-2. Look, special teams highly influential for the Barracuda. Give them full credit because this was a game they were just totally out of sorts, getting dominated throughout. They find a way to discover some sort of momentum in the third, and they continue to build on it. And hopefully that carries over into Saturday's game as these teams will once again play each other, but in Ontario. For the Barracuda, unfortunately, though, the first two periods were so bad, the hole was just too deep to dig themselves out of, and they failed to recover. Now, they made it interesting, but it was just not a recipe for success. They went to the box too many times. They couldn't kill off any penalties. They had no momentum. They were making costly errors, kind of uncharacteristically, mental errors throughout the game. Reign had several chances, odd man rushes, turnovers galore for San Jose, and it just was a very uncharacteristic first two periods for the Barracuda. Certainly here at home, this was the worst we've seen them all year long here at Tech CU Arena. They salvage the third with three goals, but ultimately do fall by a pair, a final score of 6-4. Barracuda have dropped three straight now against the Reign. Their record stands at 1-2-0-1. So since beating Ontario in the season opener 5-0, San Jose has lost the last three meetings. The Reign, as we noted, they've won four in a row. They continue to roll away from home, and they pick up a win in the first meeting between these two clubs inside of Tech CU Arena. Let's recap this game. Hard to believe the Barracuda ultimately outshoot the Reign 36-35. In the first, they were outshot themselves, though, 20-9. Ontario was all over the Barracuda, and the night would start early in a negative way for San Jose. Yaroslav Askarov called 2 minutes, delay of game, playing the puck in the restricted area, a penalty you very, very rarely see. But Askarov kind of lost where he was a little bit, played it in the restricted area, leads to a power play. And on the ensuing advantage, the Ontario Reign would jump out to a 1-0 lead as Martin Kromiak would one-time the puck home. Time of the goal for Kromiak at 3:12, his 10th of the year, from Riley Walsh and Charles Udon to open up the scoring in the first. Pass intended for Kromiak, sticked aside by Carlson. Now Malott's going to rim it far wing for Udon. Up high to the point. Near side, Kromiak, one-timer, he scores. Hits the back post to the net as Askarov tried to get over in time, and it's a 1-0 Ontario lead. Talk about just a disastrous start to this hockey game for the Barracuda. They've given up the first seven consecutive shots. They take a minor penalty early, and finally, the Reign break through on a missile from... And I say finally because they were peppering Askarov early in that first period, and Chromiak opens up the scoring at 3-12. Ontario was not done at 8:05 during full strength. Askarov unfortunately took the penalty. Then he'd give the puck away and end up on the stick of Vatu Jamson. And as Askarov tried to scramble back into position, it was too late as Jamson ripped it home. Askarov was trying to get it to Cagnoni, put it down in his feet, caromed off of his skate right to the stick of Jamson, rips it in, rain up 2-0 in the first period. Okay, that pinballed on Askarov, who made the stop. Now it's pivoted down into the corner by Angus Booth. Now a terrible giveaway by the Barracuda. It's fired home by Atu Jamson. It's 2-0 in favor of the Ontario Reign. So the Reign would jump out to a 2-0 lead. They were not done. After that goal for Jamson, the Barracuda would take a penalty. About 30 seconds later, Philip Biested would head to the penalty box. 2 minutes for holding at 8:31. And on the ensuing power play, a board battle near sidewall, won by the Reign, swung far side to Tyler Madden, uncontested, and he would beat Yaroslav Askarov under the glove hand to give the Reign a 3-0 lead in the first. Now Hull near side. Got free. Madden works it, shoots and scores. 3-0 Ontario. A board battle won by the Reign. It comes free to an uncontested Madden. He walks in on Askarov and beats him glove side. Reign are up 3-0. Time of the goal for Tyler Madden is 8th from Jack Stanika in game 200 in the AHL at 9:50. We noticed Yaroslav Askarov, after the second goal, in fact, looked to be laboring a little bit, favoring his left leg, knee area, was kind of trying to shake it out, flex it out a little bit. He'd give up the third goal, and then about a minute or two later, during the media timeout, he'd make his way over to the Barracuda bench, have a chat with head trainer Jaime Garcia. Those two deemed that he wasn't good enough to continue in the hockey game. So Askarov's night was over due to injury, but he did allow 3 goals on 14 shots. So Gabe Carrier would come into the game for the Barracuda. Carrier would turn aside the final 6 shots that he faced in just over 8 minutes of work in that first period. And the Barracuda would go into the intermission trailing by a score of 3-0. Unfortunately, they were already on the penalty kill right at the end of the first, and they would take another penalty as forward Lucas Van Robois was given an unsportsmanlike conduct for shooting the puck on net after the period had already ended. So the Barracuda would start the second on a 5-on-3 penalty kill, and the Wolves on the PK would continue. The Reign had 2 power play goals in the first. They would cash in again early in the second, 40 seconds into the second period, as Jamson would light the lamp again. A nice little chip shot from just outside of the blue paint on the right wing, beating goaltender Carrier. So at the time, the Reign led by a score of 4-0. But the Barracuda, give them credit, although the game was pretty far out of reach at that point, they try to stick with it, try to get something going, and on the power play, they would take a 1-0 lead. Luca Cagnoni, who continues to be an absolute force on the power play, would force a turnover and guide it right in front for Andrew Podorolski, who in tight would go forehand, backhand, and beat goaltender Phoenix Copley to get the Barracuda on the board. Stop the bleeding. Time of the goal for Podorolski at 9:50. His 20th goal of the year, his 9th on the power play. Cagnoni, the lone assist. Cagnoni came into the game leading the American Hockey League in power play points. That trend would continue, and the Barracuda would get on the board at the tie, making it 4-1. As we're nearing the halfway point of the second period, Barracuda trail 4-0, trying to get on the board. We have not seen much Brent Pitlick tonight. Here's a chance. Inside backhander, Podorolski scored. Great setup feed from Cagnoni. Walks around Copley and puts it home for his 20th goal of the year, and the Barracuda are finally on the board. Finally, the Barracuda get on the board, and you think maybe they can start to build something, get some momentum on home ice, see if they can make it a game. Unfortunately, the Reign would match their 3-goal first period with a 3-goal second. Taylor Ward would drive the net at 13:33, and Sam Hellenius would put it right on his backhand. Ward would direct it home for his 9th of the year, and then at 19:09, Jeff Mallott would tip home his 17th of the season on a point shot. He'd tip it off the crossbar and in, and for Mallott, it extends his point streak to 6 straight games. He's got 7 goals now during that stretch, and he's up to 17 on the season as the Reign would carry a 6-1 lead into the final period. That's when things started to get a bit interesting. It was the Barracuda falling into penalty trouble in the first 2 periods, but Ontario then started to carry that bugaboo themselves, and the Barracuda power play would erupt in the final frame. After scoring on the power play in the second, that trend would continue in the third, but their first goal of three in the third would come at full strength. Daniil Gushchin would receive a pass from Pavel Regenda, a bouncing, skipping puck. He'd somehow kick it up to his backhand and put it home to get the Barracuda on the board and make it a 6-2 score at the time. Stood up Cagnoni, giving back for Gushchin, trying to elude Rowe, who got a good piece of him, and then Rowe's hammered by Schultz. Thompson had the puck skip over his blade. Veered along, Regenda's beyond everybody for Gushchin. He scores! A bouncing puck somehow. Daniil Gushchin still managed to get his stick on it. And he beats Phoenix Copley with 13:37 left here in the third. So you're thinking, okay, there's one. Still a long, long way to go. But then things started to get really interesting in the third period. As Ontario was called for a minor penalty at 10:56, Tristan Robbins would fire home a Joey Keane pass, and the lead at the time for Ontario would be cut down to 3. Carlson skating his way up the ice, right wing side for Robbins. Scaled in deep. There's a chance inside, Robbins scores! It wrapped around the wall and gets put right in front, directed along, and Robbins beats Copley. And this game is getting interesting as the Barracuda have scored the last two. It's now a 6-3 score. So the goal for Robbins is 7th from Keenan. Carlson comes at 10:56. Barracuda within 3. Still a long way to go, but Charles Udon would be called for tripping at 12:05. And the power play that was percolating and starting to heat up would continue that trend. And it was all on the back of young 20-year-old blue liner Luca Cagnoni. Cagnoni, who had a rush up the ice earlier in the period and nearly scored, would follow the same script. End-to-end, he'd carry the puck through the neutral zone, walk through the rain D, and beat goaltender Phoenix Copley through the five hole to make it a 6-4 score at the time. The ice with 6:37 left here in the third period. Cagnoni with speed through the neutral zone. Stick handling his way through some traffic. Gets a stop on the backhand. He scores! Absolutely incredible from Luca Cagnoni. This youngster continues to shine and impress with the goal. He's up to 13 on the year. Power play goal number 9. Gabe Carrier, the netminder, picks up the only assist on the goal as Cagnoni goes end to end. And Cagnoni finishes the night with a 1-1, 4 shots on net. He gets that 4th goal. Unfortunately, time dwindling on the Barracuda after that point. They would go on another power play as Hellenius was called for high sticking at 6:30. Guess who drew it? Luca Cagnoni. Unfortunately, the Barracuda could not score despite pulling their goaltender and making it a 6-4. And time would wind out and run out on San Jose as the rain would hold on for their 30th win of the year. These teams will run it back again on Saturday from the Toyota Arena. That's a 6 o'clock puck drop. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 5:30. With the win, Ontario up to 63 points. They're tied with Calgary for the first spot in the Pacific Division. Barracuda stay put at 55 points. They are now 25, 18, 2, and 3. They have dropped their last two. 24 more games remaining on the 72-game 24-25 slate for the Cuda. 25 left for the Ontario Reign. They have played 47 now. The Cuda have played 48. So the Barracuda now hit the road once again. The road has not been all that friendly to San Jose. Just 1-3 on the most recent road trip. Cuda are 9-12, 1-1 on the season away from TechCU Arena. But we'll see if they can go into Ontario and win in a building they won 5-0 in earlier this year. They have dropped now 3 straight against the Reign. Reign have won 4 in a row. They have points now in 7 consecutive games after tonight's victory. Game length, 2 hours, 40 minutes, 1,011 sod here at TechCU Arena. The winning goaltender, Phoenix Copley, is now 4-0-1 lifetime against San Jose. And with the victory, he has now picked up wins in his last 5. Losing goaltender is Gabe Carrier, came into the game in relief, but he does suffer the loss, allowing 3-on-21. Carrier's record on the season in the AHL drops to 500. He is now 3-3. Yaroslav Askarov began the game left due to injury after 11:08 of action, allowed 3-on-14. Let's go over our three stars. Number three star, Luca Cagnoni. As we noted, he had a goal and an assist, both coming on the power play. He is now up to an AHL high 25 power play points and 17 power play assists. He is the number two star. Otto Jampson is the number, he's the number two star. Is Jampson, Cagnoni the number three. Jampson finished with two goals, his first multi-goal effort in the AHL. His last three goals have come against the Barracuda. So for Jampson, three of his five goals have come against San Jose. He is the number two star, finished with two goals, two shots on net for the rookie forward. Number one star, Charles Udon, finished the game with four assists. Udon now lifetime against the Barracuda, has 18 points in 18 games. He's got 10 goals and eight helpers as he picks up 4 points and is tonight's number one star. Barracuda will look for a little bit of payback on Saturday. One of the brilliant things about the AHL, you get a lot of back-to-backs against the same team. This will be a home-and-home. Barracuda hit the road. They'll take on the rain in Southern California at the Toyota Arena. Again, we'll be on the air at 5:30 with pregame coverage on the Sharks Audio Network and on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in tonight, whether you watched or you did listen. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Saturday. Final game before the Sharks return back from the Four Nations break. We hope you enjoy tomorrow's Four Nations final. United States takes on the Canadians. Should be another epic duel between the two top countries for producing hockey talent in the world. They go head-to-head tomorrow to wrap up the Four Nations. That'll be at TD Garden in Boston. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We remind you again of tonight's final score. The Rain 6, the Barracuda 4. Until Saturday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
Saturday, St. Vian, I saw you again. Today, I had to turn my heart around.